Brian, Governor J.B. Pritzker has been in office for about 9 months. This survey finds Illinois residents are pleased with him so far. Nearly 60% answered they approve of the job he's doing.
Yeah, and that's true among all the different ways you, just about every different way you can slice these responses, whether you're looking at gender, both men and women. He's above water there, a little more popular with women than he is with men. All different age groups approve of how he's doing. It's even true among the various regions of Illinois. As you would expect, he's most popular in Cook County, about 70% approval rating there. That's where Chicago is located. But even in the collar counties, 56% approval. And downstate, he's just barely above half the people approve how he's doing. Same thing when you look at the breakdown of people based on their ethnicity or race, racial identity. He's got well over 4 out of 5 African-Americans think he's doing a good job. Latinos approve of his performance. Among whites, it's 50-50. The one weak spot in his approval ratings, as you would expect, are among people who are Republicans. Just under a third of them think that he's doing a good job.
Well, still, despite those relatively high approval ratings, a majority of those responding to this survey, 56%, say the state is on the wrong track. Even a majority of those who identify as Democrat feel that way. And that's interesting when you compare that, again, to that approval rating of Governor Pritzker.
And I guess that's not too surprising because there is a lot of bad news that comes out about Illinois. Now, this particular poll was taken before the latest political scandal erupted around state government, before the raids on Senator Martin Sandoval's offices. But you have editorial boards who are constantly saying what a terrible shape the state is in. Bond rating agencies have a lot of negative things to say about the amount of pension liabilities that Illinois still has to come up with, well more than $100 billion to eventually get up to a full funding level. So there is a lot of bad news about Illinois, and it can be difficult to remain optimistic, but the governor pursued a broad agenda. It was a popular agenda, or populist agenda even, and include things like legalizing marijuana, which is something that's generally fairly popular. And so he seems to be reaping the benefits of his and the Democratic supermajority and the General Assembly's legislative accomplishments.
This survey looked at Illinois' economy, and a pretty low number, only 23% thought that Illinois' economy was in good or excellent shape. Also interesting that about 70% think that things really won't get much better over the next year. And we already know Illinois is losing population. So some questions in this survey looked at whether people have considered leaving the state. What did we learn from those?
Yeah, I thought this was done in a very interesting way. So it first asked the question, have you thought about leaving Illinois? And 61% of people said that they had. And that was specifically in the past year. And that's something that I guess with all the doom and gloom we were just talking about a moment ago is not too surprising. But then the survey went on to try and get a little more specific about that and ask people, have you looked at a job? Have you applied for a job in a new state? Looked at housing? Looked up the cost of living? And for those numbers, it was a lot lower. So people say they've considered leaving Illinois for anything from finding a better job to better weather to lower state tax rates. But in terms of actually doing what you would have to do to leave the state, far fewer people are taking those steps than are just saying, yeah, I've thought about it.